You have one unheard message.
Well, surprise, surprise. This is the zillionth time you haven't bothered returning my calls since we last split up. You know, I thought you'd be calling me again, just begging for forgiveness, trying to come up with some pathetic crocodile tears after that shitty stunt you pulled on me the other night. Wow, I guess you really meant it this time. You're really over me. I mean, now we've decided to fly a straight and narrow path and go steady this time round. And this just keeps getting better. You're doing it with a man? Oh god, this is classic. But there's a little secret I have to tell you. I still don't believe you. That bullshit-o-meter is running pretty high, truth be told. I believe you're doing all of this, you know, pretending that you have a boyfriend so I can fuck off and leave you alone. So you can make me jealous. Guess what? It's working pretty damn well. You want to know what I really think? And I'm going to be straight up brutally honest with you. You're still thinking about me. I know, I know. Ew, why would I be thinking about my ex? Why? I tell you fucking why, you selfish cunt. You still can't forget all those times when I gave you head, and all those times when I let you fuck my ass with a strap on and make me whine like a bitch dog in heat. And what do I get in return? Sip, nothing at all. I fucking work my ass off to make you feel like a queen and make you come hard. And eventually I do. But I never get one single thank you. Or just even a slight thanks, babe. No, I get nothing. I never get to fuck you. Whenever I would bring that up, you'd say, no fucking way that cock is going in my ass. No fucking way. You know what? That's all fine. Perfectly fine. Maybe you'll realize that. When you're with him, you're gonna do exactly the same thing to him like you did with me. You're gonna make like he's obliged to make you come without a single word of gratitude. Yeah, he'll suck your clit and let you fuck him from behind with that dildo. Hell, if I was there, I'd be laughing my fucking ass off when he finally treats you the same way you treated me. You'll be begging him with tears in your eyes. Oh, baby, please. Please don't leave me. I'll let you fuck me however you want, darling. Just don't do this to me. Oh, give me a goddamn break. Yeah. And when he does leave you, you'll have no one to turn to except... That's right. Me. And besides... How can you resist me when I'm on my knees for you? Staring up at you with my blue-green eyes, gleaming with so much eagerness, so much passion, that you took for granted. Just imagine it right now. My fingers rubbing my wet clit and my tongue stuck out. For that tight dripping cunt of yours. And I want you to listen to me beg. Listen to me plead with you to let me wrap my warm wet lips around your throbbing clit. Please, miss. You know you love it when I call you miss. Makes you fucking weak at the knees, doesn't it? Good. Because once it does, I'm going to be taking the lead this time. I don't care if I have to fuck your ass dry, but if that's what it takes to make you come running back to me and treat me a little better, then I'll do it whether you like it or not. And once you've come like a good girl, I'll let you fuck my ass again. I'll let you do whatever you like to me. I know you still love it every time you'd fuck me and I sound like this. Oh, miss, please. Please fuck me harder. Make me squirt, baby. Harder, baby. Faster. Oh, darling, don't stop. Don't you dare stop. Please fuck me. Miss, please, please fuck me. Well then, just know that my proposition stands firm. If you ever decide to come back to me, there's gonna be some exceptions made. You'll let me fuck your ass, or there'll be absolutely no fucking at all. And I don't ever wanna hear that son of a bitch's name escape your lips. Because you belong to me. You always have belonged to me. Bye for now.
End of message.